Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, episode 3 of series 8. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on this week's episode, we have some information on our house charity at Manalodge. We have features on children's TV episodes, popular board games, endangered animals, plus top footballers and movies. And we have a double helping of interviews this week, one with Miss Jones and one with Mrs. Best. So stay tuned for those. Let's kick things off with Amara and Seb from Year 4, who have an explainer about the house charity here at Manalodge.
Hello, my name is Amara.
And my name is Seb.
And today we are going to talk about the school charity.
Each year, the house captains suggest some charities that they think we could help during the school year. They present the school to explain what each charity does and why they are such worthy causes. Then, all the children in the school get to vote for which one they would like to raise money for the most. Last year, our charity was Sebby's Corner, and over the course of the year, we raised £4,253.47 for our house charity days.
This year, the charity we voted for was St Albans Community Pantry. They are a hybrid of a food bank and a food rescue operation. They collect surplus food from supermarkets and offer it to all through their community, fridge and bread pantry. In addition, they offer targeted help to more vulnerable individuals and families who find themselves in a hardship by providing boxes of mostly fresh produce on a weekly basis for as long as needed.
Manalodge raises money for charities like the St Albans Community Pantry through house charity events like Ice Lolly Day, Christmas Jumper Day and Pyjama Day.
Christmas Jumper Day is a day where you get to wear your Christmas jumper.
Ice Lolly Day is where you get to eat an ice lolly at break time. I love ice cream.
Pyjama Day is a day where you can wear your pyjamas to school. And this is taking place very soon on Tuesday the 12th of November. So don't forget to come in your pyjamas on that day and remember to donate. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast and for supporting our charity, St Albans Community Pantry.
Next, we have Harley, Harry and Dabari from Year 6 to tell us about some endangered animals.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm Dabari.
And I'm Harley. And today we are going to tell you about some endangered animals.
Our first one is the orangutan. The average orangutan lives up to around 35 to 40 years. There are fewer than 84,800 left. There are 3 species of orangutan.
The Sunda tiger is the last remaining tiger species in Indonesia's Sunda Island. Most tigers in Sumatra are killed deliberately for commercial gain. According to a survey from TRAFFIC, the Global Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network, Poaching for Trade, is responsible for almost 80% of estimated Sunda tiger deaths, amounting to at least 40 animals per year.
The hawksbill turtle. There are just more than 8,000 of these left. In the last 30 years, the populations of the hawksbill turtles have gone down by at least 80%, which is really sad. This is because of the coral reef damage.
Our next one is the ammer leopard. There are only 100 individual ammer leopards left. They normally eat meat from large animals like the sika deer and small animals like the weasel.
The Yangtze finless porpoise. There are only about 1,000 left. They live in the Yangtze River in China. They mainly eat small fish, mollusks and shrimps, and they live up to about 20 years.
The Java rhino. The Java rhino is found in Southeast Asia. Java rhinos are one of the rarest species of rhinos. There was around 75 individuals left in this species. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Elodie from Year 3 is here next with her top children's TV episodes.
Hi, my name is Elodie, and today I will be telling you about little kids' cartoons. Let's get started then, shall we? Number 1, Bluey. Bluey lives in Australia with her family, which is Chili, Bandit and Bingo. They have numerous adventures to laughing out loud or to jumping around in the garden. Number 2, Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol is about loads of pups saving the world, to saving people from monsters, to helping people on a boat. These episodes make loads of fun things so people can enjoy them. Number 3, Numbots. Numbots is an educational program which helps you to learn maths. It is very good, I insist, try it. Number 4, Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is about a little pig and lives with Mummy Pig, Daddy Pig and George and their pet fish Goldie. Just because you may be over 8, you can still watch these programmes. For example, I still watch Bluey with my family because it's so funny. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Over to Soraya in Year 3 now with her top movies.
Hi, my name is Soraya. I'm going to tell you my top 5 movies in my opinion. Let's get started then. Inside Out 2 is really amazing and it's about a girl called Riley and in her brain are different emotions. For example, envy or nostalgia or joy. But I personally like anxiety and envy. I really, really like Yesterday because it is about boring parents making a yesterday to their kids. I also like it because the mum and the lady are trying to win a teddy bear for the Katie, which is also known as Jenna Ortega, but they go to jail and the kids escape to a party. I really recommend Family Switch. It has the same mother in it as Yesterday, and the mum turns into the daughter and the dad turns into the son. I really like Monster High, and it's about monsters or half-monsters and half-humans doing lots of missions. I really like Draculaura and Frankie, the electrical one. And I really like Avatar, but it's very sad and scary sometimes. And it's about a person called Spider and some avatars come to land and other people invade the country. It is a 15-plus movie and is about 3 hours long. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. And make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Here is Siddhartha from Year 6 to talk about board games next.
Hello. I will be telling you about the 3 most popular board games. So number 1 is Monopoly, just classic Monopoly. And basically you have to get properties on the board and you have to pay for the properties to get them. And if you land on your property that you've already bought, it levels up. And the more levels you have on it, the more the prices. And if you land on someone else's property, you have to give them an amount of money that is shown on the card property you land on, and the property level also goes up a level. And you have to get the other person bankrupt. So not Monopoly Frozen, not Monopoly Banking, which is the one I play, just classic Monopoly. And now number 2 is Settlers of Catan, which is now known as Catan, which is my favourite. And basically you have to collect 10 victory points and you collect points by building settlements and cities, which is 1 and 2 points. Then the development cards, which might give you victory cards. And then you build roads, which if you get 7 roads or more, you get 2 or 3 points, depending on which set you have. And now the last one is the classic, chess. Introduced in the 12,000s with an estimate of 3 million plus sold yearly. Now that is a lot. But it is unknown how many sets have been sold since it was introduced. It is a game where you have to kill other pieces and each piece moves differently. And you have to put the king in a checkmate, which you can do by putting the king in a checkmate position where it can't move anywhere, otherwise it will be taken. And also the place it is right then and there is a place where it is will be taken. Remember to like, subscribe and share. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
And now Freddie, Aaron and Shaquille from Year 4 have a rundown of top footballers.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Wayne Rooney, Verón, Suarez, Van Basten, Gianluigi Buffon.
Hi, I'm Shaq and I'm here with Freddie and Aaron and we're here to tell you about top 10 footballers in our opinion.
Number 10, David Beckham. David Beckham was a player from Man United, LA Galaxy, Real Madrid, PSG and AC Milan. For Man United, at 1-1, Beckham scored from a corner and he even once scored from the halfway line.
Number 9, Maradona. Diego Maradona did a handball into the goal, but since there was no VAR, then the referee allowed the goal which sent Argentina to the semi-finals.
Number eight, Neymar. Neymar has played for four different clubs and Brazil. Also has some of the best skills of all time.
Number seven, Roberto Carlos. Roberto Carlos was an icon for Real Madrid and Brazil. He scored an amazing free kick from a very tight angle to take Brazil to the semi-finals of the World Cup.
Number six, Ronaldinho. Ronaldinho played at Grêmio from 1998 to 2001. He played at Barcelona from 2003 to 2008. He played at AC Milan from 2008 to 2011. He played for Flamengo from 2011 to 2012. He played at Atletico Mineiro from 2012 to 2014.
Ronaldo Nazario was also an icon for Real Madrid, AC Milan, Brazil, and was very unlucky because he got injured. He had a knee injury in his prime.
Number four, Zinedine Zidane. Zinedine Zidane played for Real Madrid, G. Bordeaux and Canes and scored a brilliant volley for Real Madrid in the Champions League final.
Number three, Pelé. Pelé was the first wonder kid because he was top scorer in his league with Santos at the age of a whopping 17 years old. It's also because of his samba-like flair.
Number two, Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo was an amazing goal scorer that played for Sporting Lisbon, Juventus, Real Madrid, Manchester United and Al Nassr.
Messi is predominantly called the greatest player of all time and has played for Barcelona, River Plate, Inter Miami, Argentina, has won 8 Ballon d'Ors, 1 World Cup. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
On to our teacher interviews next. Joining us first is 5J form teacher Miss Jones, with Teddy and Ezra from Year 5 putting the questions to her.
Hello, my name is Teddy.
And my name is Ezra.
And today we are going to interview Miss Jones.
Hang on, where is Miss Jones?
We'll be right back.
Okay, we've got her.
Hello, Miss Jones.
Hello, boys.
We've got some questions for you. Number one, what was your favourite subject as a child?
So I really enjoyed PE, especially netball. And I also really liked English.
Great answer. Number two, what is one of your hidden talents?
I did do magic club for year two, so I have a few magic tricks up my sleeve. That's probably the best I've got for you for that one.
What would some people be surprised to find out about you?
Oh, really tricky. I don't know, I'm quite boring to be honest. Maybe you'd be surprised to know I'm not that surprising.
That is kind of surprising actually. That's quite funny. Number four, what are some pets you've had or would like to own?
So right now I have a little kitten called Luna. She's a rescue cat. She's only got half a tail. When we found her, she only had half a tail.
Wait, did you find her? Did you buy her in a pet shop?
No, so my uncle found her. She was found in some bushes. And she had half a tail, covered in fleas. So we rescued her, sorted her out, and she's happy and she's all good now.
Did you like bring it to like a rescue station?
Like the vet?
Yes, I took her straight to the vets. We got her all sorted. She wasn't chipped or anything, so she didn't have a family. So we took her in and she's all happy and all good now.
Number five, what is your dream vacation?
I think I would like to go somewhere really fun. I think somewhere like Japan would be exciting. Yeah, they've got lots of they got lots of
modern technology.
Like,
if I went, I would want to go in, like, the spring and see all the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, yeah, like, sit in the boat.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Number six, how do you spend your summer breaks?
So I spend time with my grandparents. So they're my grandparents, so they're quite old now. So I'm taking them to Wales next summer, and I took them to Wales this summer. It's their favourite place. And I've got two girls, so I spend lots of time with them and taking them on lots of play dates. They play lots of netball as well. Yeah, just family time, really.
Nice. Number seven, what would your last meal be?
Ooh, good question. I do love sushi.
Same, I love sushi.
Yeah,
nice.
Bit of a sucker for sushi. I love katsu curry as well.
Oh my gosh, so nice.
Yeah, I think I might go for that.
I love Japanese restaurants.
Yeah.
Number eight, what can you cook to perfection?
If you can cook anything.
Cheeky. I can cook, Teddy. I think I cook a mean spaghetti bolognese. Both of my girls like a spag bol, so I do a good one of those.
Number nine, if you won the lottery and decided to give up teaching, what would you do instead?
So I think I would like to go somewhere, go to somewhere like Africa and build a school for children out there.
That's nice.
Very nice. I don't know if I would want to give up teaching. I think I still would like to do
teaching.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like telling people off?
No. Helping next generation. Spreading the love.
Number 10, what were your primary and secondary schools called and what were they like?
So I went to two schools in Radlett, St John's and Fairfield. And then I went to secondary school in St Albans called Marlborough. And they were fine schools, not quite like this.
Any strict teachers?
A few. There's always a few, isn't there?
Is there one teacher that really liked you or really hated you?
I can't tell you. They might be listening. No, I don't think so. I was a good girl.
Number 11. What is your favourite game and can you remember how to play?
So, I do like playing board games with my children and we particularly like Triominoes, which is a slightly trickier version of dominoes. And I also like Rummy Cub. They're our favourite games to play.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Bye!
Now over to Grace from Year 5 with the questions for reception teacher Mrs. Best.
Hello, my name is Grace and I will be interviewing you today. Here we go. Number 1. You teach in reception class. Do you enjoy teaching the little children and why?
I love teaching the little children because every day is different and the children are just so much fun.
Question 2. If you weren't a teacher, what would you be and why?
I would love to be either a florist or a wedding planner because when I was planning my wedding, I just thought this would be so much fun to do this for a job and actually get paid to do it.
Question 3. What do you like to read in your spare time?
In my spare time, I like reading. I like going for walks in the countryside and I like going to see musicals as well.
Number 4, do you have a favourite solo artist? Mine is Freddie Mercury.
Oh, this is a tough one. I would have to say my favourite solo artist is Britney Spears.
Well, that was my at first.
Oh, was it? Oh, that's good.
Number 5, do you support a football team? If not, what do you think is best and why?
I don't support a football team, but my dad supports Tottenham and I know lots of staff at Manor Lodge support Tottenham. So I would say I think Tottenham is the best.
Yes, 100%. Question 6. What is your favourite thing to teach the little children and why?
My favourite thing to teach would be literacy and phonics. I love the whole process of learning to read and learning the sounds and I just think it's a really exciting lesson for them.
Okay. Number 7, do you have a pet? If not, what would you have and why?
I don't have a pet at the moment, but I'm currently trying to persuade Mr. Best that we need to get a Cocker Spaniel. So watch this space, everyone. Fingers crossed.
I had a military dax and he had to leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. But I'm now thinking of getting a cocker's venue.
Oh, that's exciting. Let me know if you get one. We can compare.
Number 8. What is your passion and why? Mine is acting, dancing and singing.
Oh, this is a tough one. I really enjoy singing on my way to work. Quite badly, I would say, actually, in the car and also in the shower. So maybe let's go down that route and say singing is passion.
Number 9. How would you describe yourself as a person? I am active, funny, sporty and love to learn.
Oh, I would say that I am active as well. I love going to the gym and out for my walks. I'd like to think I'm a fun person to be around, helpful and kind as well, and very hardworking too.
That's nice. Number 10. Is there anything you think most people wouldn't know about you?
Oh, gosh. I do love a musical. I'm not sure if people know like how keen I am about musicals. I've seen Wicked about 6 or 7 times. Can't wait for the film to come out. So I would say that's probably something that most people wouldn't know about me. I'm a bit of a musical geek.
Yeah, I've seen lots of musicals like Matilda.
Oh,
Wicked.
I love Matilda. Love it. Like the Manolod show is amazing.
Wicked was dramatic, confusing and a bit scary. When I went to see
confusing.
Wicked.
Did you think that was confusing?
Yeah, I didn't understand that much.
Oh, there's a film coming out of it this year. I think it's 2 parts. I think the next
part
comes out
next
year.
That would be a lot more easier to understand.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, thank you for coming onto the podcast and answering my questions.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic, and that just about rounds things off for this episode. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was created on GarageBand by Siddhartha, and now to close the show, here is Aaron in Year 4 playing Study in C on the saxophone.